You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 472, and we thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We appreciate it as always.
We do appreciate it. Again, thank you for those reviews on Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're looking for a new podcast app, you may want to try Overcast. No, I'm not endorsing it. Just try it. Anyway, but also huge special thank you to the guys at Drone Base. Are you getting started in a drone business? Are you turning your passion into profit and you don't know where to start? Then you should go to go.dronebase.com/drone you.
That's right.
To check out all the jobs that are around and available in your area. And you'd be surprised how many there are. Now, you'll notice that these are more entry-level jobs. They're jobs to get you started and to fill time. But if you take advantage of it and you practice, you're going to have the competitive advantage over your competitors. Why? Because you're creating the systems and you're focusing on the deliverable of your product to give the best quality that you can possibly muster up. So again, go to go.dronebase.com/drone you, create a profile and check out all the drone jobs in your area.
And Paul, they are actually increasing the number of larger scale jobs that they have through clients like Hilton, Allstate, Zillow, CBRE, JLL, Keller Williams, and many, many others. So a lot of entry style jobs, but they are starting to build the database of higher level jobs as well. So check them out.
You definitely have to check them out. Now for today's question. Have you ever had a client give your photos away to another potential client? Did it just make you upset? Like you're like, argh!
But then you're happy at the same time.
Yeah, it's because there's someone else interested in your photos and they told you that someone had given them to them. And now they're coming to you to say, hey, we want to purchase these to actually use them for commercial use. That's actually awesome, Rob.
It is and it isn't. So let's hear the question and maybe dig
into that
a little
bit. Starting to sound like my girlfriend now. It is and it isn't.
Well, I am going to move right along past that little comment. My mama didn't raise no fool, Paul. Let's listen to the question.
All right.
Hey, Paul and Rob. This is Joe from Big Sky Productions, north of Minneapolis. I have a question for you that I have not been able to find a reasonable answer for. I had a architect firm email me, and they were given some photos that I had taken for a contractor for a construction progression project. And they are looking to use some of these photos for some marketing purposes. And I was curious about how I should go about using or approaching them as far as usage rights, exclusivity, and that sort of thing, pricing, legal contracts, and that sort of thing. So I wanted to get your take on that and see what you guys think. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. You've definitely changed my lifestyle. And thanks again for all that you guys have done on the Part 107. I passed it the first day that it was out, August 29th. And it's definitely helped my marketing and the way I approach my sales. So love you guys. And thanks again.
Definitely changed his life, huh?
Yeah.
That's good to hear,
isn't
it? It
is very good to hear. So thank you, Joe. Thank you for the question. Congratulations on getting your 107 taken care of. We love to hear that. More and more people are doing it the right way, getting that done, flying legally. So obviously something that we feel is very, very important. But finds himself in a kind of a unique situation. There's a lot of information that we don't have. For example, the contract that he would have had with the original contractor that he was working with. But maybe some assumptions that he didn't quite have rights established in that relationship.
Or it wasn't communicated that they're getting rights to the photos and they can't really be shared.
Right.
But at the same time, sharing those photos to the person and then having that client call him is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's worked out okay.
Yeah.
So far.
I would say in situations where if you're working construction and you have an architect and a contractor and a GC and a sub and all that. When you're doing these construction progress photos, the first thing that I would mention to everyone is that you do a multi-client discount. That if you're interested in the photos, the architect, the construction management team, like the CRBEs of the group, the brokers, and then let's say that, the name is just escaping me, Jane's Construction, sure. Right? GC, General Contractor. All of those three people are interested in the photos, right? And you say, well, normally for construction progress photos, I'm charging $200 a week and do it over the lifetime of the project. So $200 a week, it's $800 a month, however many months. But if all of you are getting these photos, each of you will get an individual discount. Mm-hmm. So instead of $250, it's going to be $150 from you, Jane's. It's going to be $150 for the architect. And it's going to be $150 for CRBE.
Right.
What does this do? Number one, it creates a happy client. They get a discount. They're paying less money. You're happy because now you're making 2 to 3 times the revenue, depending on how you set this up.
Yep.
This is the multi-client discount. This is how you please everyone else while also pleasing your, as they call it back in the East, you're not.
That's right. So this is a win-win-win-win.
Yes.
We like win-win-win-wins.
Yes, we do. Now, he's a little late for the multi-client discount because someone has already paid. And you could still do it if you really wanted to because someone has already paid and say, well, you know, they've already paid for these photos and normally I do a multi-client discount and because you've reached out to me and done the right thing, I want to do the right thing for you.
Yeah.
And I sold these photos for $1,000, but for you, I'll do it for $750 and you're more than happy to use them. Here's my question. Do you want to use the photos for all types of marketing, meaning online, broadcasts like the news, Facebook, a newspaper, whatever. If you want to do that, you want an unlimited license, that's going to be $1,500. But if you just want a license to put it on Facebook or show it to your clients, it's going to be $750 because you have to sell everything as licenses. You have the exclusive license when you shoot that footage on your camera and you are selling licenses to the footage because you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot. You want to be able to utilize this footage to sell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to utilize the footage to potentially sell on a stock website.
Right.
You know, like there's a lot that could be done with the same image.
Absolutely.
You know?
So are you talking about when you're talking pricing, because you hear things thrown about like $50 an image, $100 an image, and you're throwing around $750, $1,500. What's the gap there in terms of this kind of a use? Are you thinking those levels of cost to the client?
I'm just throwing out numbers right now.
Okay.
As far as construction monitoring goes, it's normally progression photos. So it's like
right.
5 to 10 photos
yeah.
per week. That's why it's, $200 a week is pretty
sure.
standard.
Okay.
I know Tyson's getting that in Las Vegas.
So now though, he's having to kind of switch thinking because though it's the same images, it's for a completely different use.
So then
with
I would
the
take,
architect.
Then I would take the total over the lifetime. So if it's $200 a week and did it for 12 weeks, what's our total here?
Well, that's $2,400, right?
Yeah. So then he would say, well, I paid $2,400, but how many photos did he get? And then the next question is, how many photos does the client want? Are they interested in specific photos? Are they interested in doing a time lapse with those photos? I mean, what do they want to do? Because another thing, like what I've been doing that I've been wanting to do actually is hyperlapsing. So imagine mm-hmm. that you are doing a 4 month long hyperlapse. Where it's a time lapse, and every day you go there, you take the time lapse from a new position that's in an orbit from the home itself. So the photos turn into a video where people can actually see the progression and it build up over time like
those
it's a movie.
Those things are really cool.
Yeah, and then move around that subject in space, and people are like, whoa, dude, that's so cool.
I haven't met that guy yet, but hopefully soon, maybe.
Oh, actually, I need to call back Miles. I have a construction job. I'm supposed to be doing this.
I don't know. If construction made you think of Miles or that accent,
oh,
that
gosh.
Voice made you think of Miles.
No, it was not. No, I hope Miles doesn't hear this. No, I need to call Miles. I don't know what I've been doing.
That's funny. That's really funny. All
but,
right.
Anyway, my point is that like you can have different levels of what you provide, because if you, you know, this is like Vic has been doing an 8-month long hyperlapse, and he's been doing it from the same position.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different, but I mean, he'll end up getting a lot of money for that. So, you know, you can go from 200 a week to just do 5 photos, which is pretty standard in the West region, at least, mm-hmm. you know, the Denver, the Albuquerque, the Phoenix, the... Las Vegas, Nevada. It just escaped my brain. I don't know how, but the whole idea, if you are doing construction progress photos, is to set up where you're doing multiple sites per day, per week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then again, in the future, Joe, you're going to want to reach out to the ancillary businesses that are part of that project.
Yeah, because think about it. If you got a couple construction companies, let's say you got 3, and they all have 2 projects going, that's 6 projects a week, and you're getting 200 projects per
$200 per...
to per project. So mm-hmm. now you're getting $1,200 a week. Now you're at $4,800 a month. And all you have to do is drive to 6 different sites every week and be there for 15 minutes. And now you're making $4,800 gross.
And that's with the one client. That doesn't even bring into account...
Well, I was saying like if they had 3 clients, you're 2 properties total. Each. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, okay.
But I'll that's be honest cool. with you. You can get that from one client.
Yeah, I would think so at that level.
I think the most I've ever gotten from one client for real estate was about $24,000.
Hmm.
So, and I've done more than that on other jobs, but that just wasn't real estate.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And that's obviously that's not going to happen for everybody.
No, but I mean, like, you have to think of life as a game. We talked about this in the last podcast about upselling and. Are you providing value? Can you provide more value? Is it going to take more work? Is it going to cost more? Can you make more money? Should you do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so talk a little bit specifically about the rights. So number one, as it relates to the contractor, given this current scenario, it needed to be clear up front what they could and could not do with those photos and
yes.
who owned them, who still had rights to them after they were turned over to the contractor,
yeah,
et cetera.
Maybe this person needs to put in their contract and maybe that we should. This is something to take note of.
Right.
That in the contract, it very clearly says you will have rights to post this photo in these forums and list the forums. And then it is not acceptable to share these photos with other commercial enterprises for them to share online, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Just make it vividly clear.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and ultimately, we'd love to be able to provide those kinds of agreements and contracts for people to use. That's a big project, and we're working on that, working with figuring out who the best partner in that relationship would be to make that happen. But
yeah, there's a couple out there right now, and it's just about who's going to provide the most value to our members.
Yeah, exactly, because obviously that's what's most important to us, but we want to do it right and make sure that when we put something in front of you that you're going to put in front of your client, it is going to protect you if anything were to happen. So going forward, so basically with an architect, if they've got, let's just say they've got 5 images that were given to them by this contractor, at that point, it's already in their hands. Work something out pretty reasonable, I would think, where you're telling them if you want to use them for this, like you said, it's going to cost this. I maintain rights at all times, right? You want to keep those rights.
Mm-hmm.
With yourself, Joe.
Yeah. You're giving them a limited license or you can give them an unlimited license. But if you are giving them an unlimited license, the price needs to be 3 to 10X.
3 to 10X.
Yes.
Wow. So there you go, Joe. So you've got to, we've talked about this in the podcast a lot. Paul gets very enthusiastic and passionate about it. You've got to sell that with confidence.
And conviction.
And conviction.
No one's going to buy something from you if you don't believe in the price yourself.
So basically, when you're deciding, okay, should I do 3X or 10X? How confident are you in 10X? How confident are you in 9X? And if you get to 6X and you're like, I'm good with that, sell 6X. So wherever you kind of reach that point where you feel really, really good about it, in this context, that's what I'd go for.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So anyways.
Couldn't agree
more. Guys, if you have a question, like Joe did, please go to askdroneu.com. And Joe, if you've got follow-up questions, go to that same place, as you know, and we'll try to get those answered as well. We'd really, really appreciate your questions, guys.
Yeah, we definitely do. Sorry, my brain is just thinking 100 miles an hour right now, just all the different things that like people should be doing and selling themselves and work and pricing and contracts. And it may seem like so much to you when you first get into it, but when you're a year down the road, it's going to seem like, that's a habit. That's a routine. That's easy. That happens automatically. It just reminds me of the transition, this transformation that has taken taken over the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has turned into living the drone life. In fact, I can't find my book. Like, literally, it's not at home.
It's probably on your desk underneath your stuff. I'm going to go find it for you.
I got one of the first copies of the book and I lost it.
Yeah. You can't have mine.
Anyway, that's part of a separate transformation.
That's a long-term project, folks, let me tell you.
Oh, I just have so much going on. No, but I'm just saying, like, it, you know, when you think about this drone business and you think about getting into it, and it sounds like a lot, you're going to transform into a machine of being able to do stuff, and you will change your mind about what you can and what you can't accomplish.
Yeah.
And it grows over time. So if any of this feels a little overwhelming to you, don't let it feel overwhelming, because the only way it's going to feel overwhelming is if you let it. If you can see a way through, how are you going to do this? What steps are you going to take? You're going to be able to do it. You're going to meet that accomplishment.
So, yeah. And what it makes me think of is the whole Freedom Journal thing.
Yep.
And being a part of that process, which you're going to be starting a group
January
to do that
3rd.
Here pretty soon. And, yeah, it's for members of Drone U that can join Paul in this project. We'll call it, what are we calling it? Project Freedom?
Project Freedom
Journal.
I think you just coined it.
And anyways,
so there's the name.
But I totally see, like, this kind of a situation where Joe's maybe trying to put some procedures in place to ensure that he goes and sells the packages. And so this Freedom Journal project would keep that going and keep him on track to make that happen.
Yeah. So if you are a member, we are starting January 3rd, the Freedom Project, which is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Pacific, or 11 a.m. Eastern, or whenever you want to rewatch the webinar. We are going to systematically go through the Freedom Journal, and we are going to help you reach whatever goal that you want to reach in 100 days. The point of the group is to keep one another accountable, to go through the book together every week. The first week, we're going to go through what the Freedom Journal is all about, how to look at it, what to know, how to go through it. And then we're going to end the first week with setting our first goals. What goals do we want to meet by the time we meet next week?
Yep.
Then the second week, we're going to – I am actually going to write down in an Excel sheet. Well, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but someone will – we need our intern back, damn it. Anyway, in an Excel sheet, the goals. And in the second week, we're going to actually call out every person who wrote down a goal and find out, did they meet that goal? If they did, great. What did they have to do to meet that goal? If they didn't, why didn't they meet that goal? And what are they going to do to meet that goal for next week? And if you don't meet your goal, you do not get to set a new goal for the next week.
Mm.
But if you meet your goal, you get to move forward.
I think it's going to be great.
I think so,
too. It's going to really help people accomplish something that they've been meaning to accomplish probably for a long time.
Well, I think so. And, you know, this time of the year is going to be so perfect for really focusing on working on your business than working in your business. So I think this is a really good time for this.
Absolutely.
So join us for that. It will, all the information will come through the Facebook group. If you're a Drone U member, you know where that is. As I'm trying to hold back a burp here, if you couldn't tell. Anyway, that being said.
Good job. I'm proud of you, young man. Just the effort makes me proud of you.
Anyway, that being said, that's going to do it for us today, guys. Check out thedroneu.com if you want to become a member and really elevate your flying experience. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.